feel like I'm going to die.
I've got you some help. I'm not leaving you.
Letitia Yanez is shaking with anxiety as she pretends to have a panic attack.
Oh my God, I'm going to faint.
Okay, I'm here with you. Mm-hmm. Don't worry.
Her instructor and classmates are trying to calm her down. Yanez says she actually felt anxiety even though she was just role-playing.
The reassurance that I got and all the questions that were asked, by the end of the exercise, my anxiety level had dropped. I felt calm.
Yanez and 17 other people are taking this free 8-hour mental health first aid training at the Ventura Police Department that's funded by Ventura County Behavioral Health. The course teaches these students how to help someone developing a mental health problem or at risk of suicide or harm. Yanez, who works at a psychiatric hospital, says this training will help her interact with patients.
Well, I think that would be very helpful to understand some of their symptoms and be able to give them better care.
A person who attempts suicide will always be suicidal.
False.
Mental health first aid trainer Marianne Diaz says she teaches her students how to be supportive to someone in distress.
So somebody may be going through a crisis, or it may just be someone in your family that's having a problem. People just don't know how to approach, what to say, or, you know, what to do. So this is a training that's really very practical and can help anybody.
The course covers depression, anxiety, psychosis, and substance abuse disorders. Participants learn how to spot risk factors and warning signs of mental illnesses and how they can help with a 5-step action plan.
How to approach and assess for risk of suicide or harm. Then listening non-judgmentally, giving reassurance and information, encouraging appropriate professional help, and encouraging self-help and other support strategies.
What are some types of self-injury?
Cutting
always comes up, burning.
Mary Ellen Collins, yes, who co-teaches this training, says she hopes her students will understand more about mental illness.
But we want people to know it is treatable and there is hope. And sometimes hope is the only thing we can offer somebody.
She presents the class with the scenario of a 17-year-old boy named Bob who is in distress and is locked up in his room.
Hey, who wants to give Bob reassurance and information?
Bob, you're a really important part of this family.
Rashad Rahman, who spoke to Bob in that scenario, is a paramedic and 911 dispatcher.
Really time for you. Is there anybody that you think you might like to talk to besides me that you think could help?
Really nice.
I hope to be able to talk to people who are in some kind of mental health crisis better and just hope to assist them better to find resources and hopefully to get to a better place.
George Sotelo, a Navy veteran, says he's taking the training in part for self-help.
I myself have issues, so I wanted to know more about my condition and how I can better cope.
At the end of the 2-day class, these adult students will become certified mental health first aiders. While they don't take the role of professionals, Collins says they will be prepared to interact with someone in crisis and connect that person with help.
I believe wholeheartedly that just one act of kindness can diffuse somebody a lot of the time. And if people walk away with nothing else, I hope they walk away with that.
In Ventura, Deborah Green, KCLU News.